Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a celebration meditation ceremony in honor of spring equinox. Welcome. This powerful ceremony can be enjoyed either as a moving meditation, whether at home, or to accompany you on a walk in nature, perhaps, or as an inner journey to explore with your eyes closed. We recommend doing it in both ways if you can, to invoke different experiences involving and meeting the needs of various aspects of yourself. Eyes closed can be deeper, but moving can help with grounding and embodying, both equally relevant. It can also be used as a prelude to a dance process, should you wish to put music on at the end and move your body in whatever way feels natural, authentic, and right for you. In fact, this guided process potentially offers many opportunities for you to weave the energies of this celebratory time, weaving in a way which suits your own unique practice, supporting and enhancing your own magical journey. You are your own magic, weaving yourself into being. If you're tuning in as an eyes closed meditation, then this may be the moment when you'd like to close your eyes. And if you're tuning in as a moving or eyes open meditation, then you may wish to take a moment just to simply pause. Either way, this moment is an opportunity to simply place your hand or hands on your heart and breathe. Breathe in the magic of this moment. And as you do, drop into this sacred ceremonial space and set your intention. Maybe you've already lit a candle, or you can imagine lighting one now to symbolize igniting your own creative potential and to ask for the light of your most sacred self to support this journey. Call in your team of unseen helpers and connect to your guiding networks. Take this moment of presence to connect to your heart and to create a circle of light all around you, knowing that circle of light is a great network of light guiding you home to the very truth of who you are. Step fully into the center of that sacred circle, that light, that power and its potential. And as you breathe into this space, allow your body to relax. Receive this breath in full, creating further space for your immersive experience, for your own self-inquiry and exploration into the truth of who you are. This is your sacred space. Enter into it gracefully. And know that you are blessed. Breathe. breathe and further acknowledge the awakening power within you. Enter the deep and fully embrace this ceremonial process, your sacred work, unique to you and perfect for this celebratory time. You will be guided and you will be supported by the energies here and now. This celebratory time marks the first days of spring. The spring or vernal equinox is a point of perfect balance on our journey through the wheel of the year, as night and day are now of equal length and in perfect balance. The year is now waxing, light is growing stronger, and the natural world is indeed coming alive. The sun is getting stronger each day, and the days are becoming longer and warmer. It's time to put the hopes and wishes of Imolc into action. The energies are expansive and exuberant. It's time to honour all new life, all new ideas. And the spring equinox is not celebrated as just one day, but rather it's the start of a celebration which can continue throughout all of March, as you welcome spring into every area of your life, welcoming it with open arms, helping everything you love to grow. It's a very special time. And so this ceremony is about coming into power, to really bring your magic, your intention into this time. To sow your seeds, to see what you'd like to grow. Maybe you'd like to plant some seeds at this time, maybe grow some herbs. You can plant seeds of your own creative ideas too. Everything you plant now is planted with this powerful, magical intention of who you are and what you wish to bring into being. Knowing that later this year you'll reap the benefits of this intentional planting and tending. This is a sacred time of renewal, balance and rebirth. You may feel as if you're going through a big rebirth at the moment. So take some time to notice and to celebrate the new life that surrounds you and all that you see in nature. You can spend time, whether walking in nature or simply just being, just noticing, seeing what's growing. Perhaps see what's growing near where you live. There's so much new growth and so much potential. And it's about what you focus on now. It's about what you notice. Observation is everything. And as you go through this rebirthing, this renewal, this balancing time, become more aware of those small things that you notice, those little changes that have already occurred, and how you'd like to focus your attention to grow yet more of that. You can notice the increase in birdsong and activity too at this time. It's such a beautiful time to be in nature. And so take time for yourself. to ground yourself, to connect, and to be part of that rhythm, that cycle, that flow of life springing forth, energy rising within you, bringing you into being. And sunrises are now earlier and sunsets later. Watch the sun as it rises and or sets. Take time to notice, to be available, and breathe in the power and magic of these moments. And at any of these points, and at all of these times, you can use these moments to focus your intention on new beginnings, on a more balanced way of being, on the changes which you wish to see and which you're able to put in place, on fertility. Would you like to grow, and cleansing? Where would you like to clean out and clear out the old energies and make space for the new? And have you created fertile ground? The space, the sacred place of your existence. Does it feel fertile and ready for your seeds to germinate? And if not, what is it that you need to do first to add extra nourishment? This is such a time of prosperity and abundance. There's so much rising energy. It can almost be too much. And so focusing it where you'd like it to be gives it an opportunity to work with you and for you without being overwhelming. And so allow that abundance to come through and open your heart to it. Open yourself to it. Open up your life and receive it. And breathe. Just breathe into the moments. There is pure magic, alive and well in those moments. And it's yours. And it's potent. There's so much opportunity now to not just set these intentions and plant your seeds, but also to explore your light. And learn to celebrate your shadow during this time of balance. Allow yourself the space you need to grow and blossom. To feel the awakening energy of the earth moving through you as you rise. How beautiful it is to rise. And be brought forth by the warmth of the sun. How lovely it feels to emerge from the darkness, from the moist cocoon of the earth's embrace. How fortunate are we that we get to rise again and again, and keep rising no matter what. It is this rising energy which makes this blessed ceremony special, as it is the celebration of this rising power which is foremost in our minds. It is the power of this rising which cannot be stopped, as the rising energies will bring all into being. And not only unstoppable, these energies are magical. Take a moment to breathe into the sacred space you create. This space is yours. And it's time to own it fully. Not just in this moment now, but in all moments. This is the space where the new seeds of your creativity will be planted and gently nurtured. It is the place where you are most grounded and in your heart. This grounded place of presence is your rooted position, from which you can start to rise as the energies move through you and as you feel called to. There really is nothing else you need to do right now and nowhere else you need to be. This place and point in time is perfect. That's the perfect space for you to drop your anchor and make the first and most important connection at this powerful spring equinox time. Root that anchor deep into the earth and allow it to naturally and easily find its way to the very heart of the earth, making a sacred connection between your heart and the heart of our beloved planet. You are here to feel this connection now more than ever before. It's not that you can ever lose this powerful connection, but the more you consciously release yourself from the distractions of your ordinary mind and instead empower yourself as a visionary who can not only see the way forward for yourself at this time, but can also see, sense, feel that you have a rooted connection to something even more powerful than your own self or and unique self-expression. You can see and sense and know that you're connected to all, and that it's through this magical connection that you will find your way. Not just at this equinox time, but at all times. You are rooted into the matrix of the earth, an interwoven powerhouse and grid system of potent magic, which weaves its creative energy into all life. This grid system is not only powerful, it has wisdom woven throughout it, far beyond what humanity is currently aware of. The secret to unlocking this magical network of energetic information and guidance is to come into alignment with it, especially at specific times throughout the wheel of the year. And most importantly, to connect with it through ceremonial practices such as this. If you feel that you would like to add music of your choice to the end of this meditative process and move your body through the various layers of your authentic expression and create the space to move and allow further release and expansion, then follow that call, follow that sense. In fact, start to notice more now than ever before when you get an intuitive call and ride with it. The earth loves movement, relies on movement, and when you move with her, you are part of her. And as you dance, so you dance together as one. so much is being released right now, both personal and collective. Planetary releases are also occurring at a phenomenal level. And so it is here, in this sacred space of your own ceremonial work, that you can become authentic in your acknowledgement and expression of all which is ready to be released. And as you do so, you will see that there is so much power in the dance of your sacred self. So much that you can learn about yourself and your relationship to truth. So much which you can anchor as a way of being when you drop into authentic expression and release yourself from conditioned responses and instead just flow with what is naturally. This ceremony is powerful. And you may wish to listen many times so that you can work through the various layers and within the complex levels of your own unique being. There is no right or wrong. It just is. And what you may find is that as you repeat the process, you experience something very different each time. And that when you allow that difference to simply be seen, what you're actually doing is witnessing a new, more empowered you rise. The rise of truth and power is unstoppable. And it must occur in a way which is deeply uplifting and nourishing, heart-centered and graceful. Though as layers are released, they will carry with them the flavour of the information encoded within them. And so you may dance through the betrayal. You can witness the shame or the persecution. Perhaps feel it deep in your body and watch it as it moves through you on and out. And focus on the power you have to face anything now. As within this sacred ceremony, the space you create, you are the one who knows best. You are the one in charge. You are the authority here. It may not be a dance which calls you. It may be a walk in nature. Or something else. Follow your own inner guidance as you intuitively know what you need. And so give yourself permission to follow those feelings through to completion. Let go a little further. Relax a little more. Breathe and take your time. There is so much power which is yet untapped. And as you root yourself in more deeply, so you will find yourself accessing the powerhouse within you. You are the power rising here on earth at this time. You are the rising power of a new humanity. Your power is what is needed, more than anything right now. And so you don't have to worry about anything in the world. You just have to plug in and remember the truth at the heart of all. And breathe. Simply breathe. This ceremony invites you deep into the powerhouse of your own sanctuary, your own safe haven, your own special place, a place where you can find peace and where your deeper connection to truth can be known and lived. This powerhouse is yours, and it is deeply rooted into the living and evolving matrix of humanity's unified powerhouse, and a point of reference encoded within the grid system of our beloved planet. We live in symbiosis with this matrix system. It's like a womb from which the creativity of our sacred self can be deeply restored and or nourished. We are in the process of upgrading our energetic body to fuel itself from this powerhouse, rather than from systems put in place as fields of information by humanity itself. The powerhouse of humanity is rich, and it is devoted to the care and love of our species. It can also teach us so much about where we lose power, how we give power away, and what happens when we give away power for too long and neglect the true connection of sacred awareness and presence that we need to sustain in order to have this life here in symbiosis. Clouds of discontent are shadowing the real truth. The clouds of discontent do shadow. They mask the power of our sacred sovereignty. And yet the truth is that we cannot simply blow these clouds away and bask under clearer skies. We have to collectively take responsibility for the clouded perceptions we hold and the shadows they cast, and acknowledge what we lose as a species when we not only desire more, but that we seek to destroy in order to have more. Clouds are nothing more than an expression of our own inner shadows and the desire we have to be in the light. But we don't know how to shine light all the time, as we're naturally both cloudy and light. But what of the cloudy shade we naturally create? And what might grow there? Surely we want diversity. And surely we want a place where everything is possible and space is given to all. And the simple truth is that we don't tolerate the shadows well. We don't always like to see clouds overhead. And yet when we witness the truth, we see that we need rain as much as we need sunshine. We need all types of everything. Cannot live with prejudice and exclusion, as this would mean that we are in a continual state of separation. And the earth's wisdom knows that this is not true. Instead, this wisdom shows us that we are all one. And that as one, we must express our diversity, find ways to live in unity, all as part of a network of interactive experience and expression. The network itself is made up of everything and excludes nothing. But what of this experience and expression? What if we decide to align with it and merge as one within its diversity and explore the potential we have as a myriad of potential oscillating throughout all creation? we emerge throughout this spring equinox experience with new coded information which aligns us to the memory seeded within us that there is no separation. And we let that seed grow. As the breath moves through you and you seek to know the truth more clearly, take a moment to see the power you have as a tiny shoot emerging from the darkness of the soil. You have already been through so much and you have grown in strength. Bless the tiny seed from which you first broke free. And know that in that moment of release, your potency to be you was already grounded in the earth. Power of your sacred seed self and the shoot you have transformed into is only just the beginning. You have all the time you need to grow, to ascend into the light and bloom. You can witness the truth of your own unique coded information written within the yet to emerge leaves and the flowers of your sacred nature. You are already here, even if not yet quite seen and appreciated for all you are and all you bring. You are here, here and now. Truth is that as you write the story of you at this emerging and transforming time, the tale told can be both of being in the darkness, struggling for the light, and then of basking in the light, merging the stories of both the power of the light to bring forth life and equally the tales of woe, which make up so much of the human experience and dictate patterns of behaviour here on earth. Your tales will be your own, uniquely expressed. And when you finally acknowledge the infinite power of the light within you, you plant a new seed of awareness in readiness for the next cycle of your life. Put energy and attention into expressing your true, authentic power and acknowledge the journey of life with all its challenges and all its riches. And simply remember, you don't have to do anything in particular. You just have to be. Rest or pause now in a deep acknowledgement and honouring of your seeded self. Bless that seed before it shoots further into a more purposeful next phase of your journey. Just simply pause here with that seed and listen, deeply listen. The earth speaks to you as she gently brushes your cheek and whispers her wisdom on the breeze. She sees you. Even when you're too afraid to look at yourself with honesty and conviction. She doesn't hold anything back from you. She gives you abundance. And in her gift of love, she nurtures you into wholeness. The earth, she speaks. And as she does, her words are like the rains which pour to quench the thirst of all humanity. She says what she needs to say. She says what needs to be said. She speaks, but only those who really listen can hear her. The rain will pour, and it will pour. And as the waters rise, and the energies which are here to help support the process of awakening see the rain, so those who are in need of her words will be saturated deep into their sacred selves, and they will know that they are safe, and they will know that they are loved. There is only gentle rain in gentle times, and there has to be more rain when there is great thirst within the sacredness of all who dwell in reverence. She will quench the thirst. And she will ripen the fruits of that which is being envisaged in unison. But what of the vision which humanity puts its energy into? And what of the rains and the seasonal changes and the diversity that we must embrace whilst collectively acknowledging powerlessness at the hands of those we fear? She is the one who we must listen to now. And it is in this time of change that we are attuning ourselves purposefully to hear her every guiding word. And there will be change. And change is required. And there will be loss. And loss is inevitable. And there will be something which you help to grow, which is far more than anything lost. As the truth is, that you are here to help grow a new humanity. From what is left composting from a world which fails and falls in its own time, from its lack of sacred nourishment and its lack of collective awareness of the interconnectedness of all things. The things you grow and seed today are far greater than anything you have put into the ground before. This spring equinox is more than just an invitation to plant seeds of yourself and watch them grow. This special, sacred time is an opportunity to come together as one. And envisage a new earth where our roots are strong and our sacred self is honored, and our connection to all life is revered. And where we will anchor our light, move through the shadows, and seek to find what grows naturally in the places which light may never fully reach. The purpose of this time is not to exclude those who are different, but to build a strong bridge through the networks of our emerging new Earth grid, as the powerhouse of humanity is alive and well. Can relocate to more fertile soil, rich in acceptance, kindness, diversity, and sincere sacred connection with all. The powerhouse of our humanity is mutable and movable, and resides within each and every one of us. And as we find the most optimum place for our sacred self to thrive, so we will rewire a new, more highly evolved network or intuitively guided system based on ancient wisdom, which not only pours water like grace upon everything so sweetly, but also shows us that we have to experience the inevitable shift from one emerging state of being to another, and then another, from seed to shoot, stem and leaf and into full bloom, and then in time back to the earth again, the endless cycle of life. Bless the seed of the emerging you, and place yourself intuitively, grounding yourself where you know you can be nourished, where you can thrive, and allow the sacred waters to bring you everything you need, as and when required. You are at a powerful point in your life right now. And a blessing and activation within this ceremony will now occur. This activation of your sacred seed, your unique expression, the you of you. This activation is unique to you, and will help to support you over the coming days, weeks ahead. Supporting you to come into balance and to have many, many conscious moments of presence within nature. And many, many opportunities for you to plant your seeds, tend to the soil, and nurture yourself into being. This blessed activation for your seeded self is coming to you through this network of light, supporting you into superposition to plant yourself as appropriate to your guiding inner wisdom. May you integrate this fully with grace and with ease. and may you be blessed. And so it is. And so it is.
Thank you.